This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Four women die when rivulets sweeps away Karing Dang. Over 10 million people get COVID-19 vaccines in Nepal. And flood hit New York declares state of emergency. Now the news in detail. At least four women died when a rivulet took away a car in Dang. DSP Mukunda Prasad Rizal informed that all four persons on board died when a flood fed Cisne rivulet of Gorakhai Submetropolis 4 swept away the Gorakhai-bound car from Nepalganj on Wednesday evening. The deceased have been identified as Susila Shrestha, Radha Shrestha Kumar, Rita Mayapun and Bimala KC. Spokesperson of the district police office, Rizal, said dead bodies of those missing were found on the banks of the rivulet at Gorakhai 3, Belua at around 3 a.m. this morning. Police said car driver Narabahadur Poon of Gorakhai 15, who was found injured, is receiving treatment at Rapti Academy of Health Sciences. Three persons have been killed and a three-year-old boy went missing in a separate landslides in Cascade district on Wednesday night. The deceased have been identified as Krishna and his spouse Sunamaya Tamang. A spokesperson for the district police office Kaski, Suvas Hamal, said Krishna's three-year-old son Santos has gone missing in the disaster and his injured eight-year-old son Rajkumar is receiving treatment at Manipal Hospital. Likewise, a man was killed after a landslide swept away his house at Bhanjang Namuna Toll in Pokhara 11. Over 10 million people in Nepal have received COVID-19 vaccines. According to Ministry of Health and Population, the COVID-19 vaccination drive was kicked off in Nepal in late January this year. Till Wednesday, 10,092,000 people have got the COVID-19 jabs. According to data, 17.9% population have received the first dose of the vaccine, while 15.4% have been administered the complete dose of the vaccine. Meanwhile, World Health Organization's Southeast Asia's Regional Director, Dr. Poonam Khetrapal Singh, has congratulated Nepal for the well management of the vaccination drive and its ability to fully vaccinate 15% of the population in a short span of time. Two people died of coronavirus infection in Baki District. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tez Oli, said a 66-year-old woman of Salyan and a 95-year-old woman of Dang died of coronavirus infection. Two-way traffic has resumed along the east-west highway that was obstructed after the monsoon-induced flood took away a diversion in Gaidakot Municipality 23 of Nawalpur. The highway that was disrupted since last Thursday has come into operation after 7 days. Two-way traffic has come to resumption through the newly constructed diversion after the rainfall stops. Information officer of District Traffic Police Office Padam Badu informed that the highway operation has resumed since Wednesday evening after carrying out necessary maintenance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A state of emergency has been declared in New York City after it was hit by record rainfall and flash flooding as a result of Tropical Storm Ida. Mayor said the city was enduring an historic weather event with brutal flooding and dangerous conditions on the roads. Footage on social media showed water pouring into subway stations and people's homes and flooded roads. New Jersey also declared an emergency and reported at least one death. The National Weather Service said it had recorded 3.15 inches of rain in New York's Central Park in 1 hour. New York police have urged people to stay off the roads and the fire department has said it is responding to calls from across the city. Kashmiri separatist leader Saeed Ali Gilani has died at his home in Srinagar at the age of 92. He passed away after a lengthy illness. A veteran campaigner against Indian rule, he had been under house arrest for much of the past 11 years. Indian authorities have imposed a strict security clampdown in Srinagar, Kashmir's main city, placing barbed wire and barricades on the roads near Gilani's home. Reports say that internet services and voice calling have been suspended in most areas and a curfew may follow. His burial took place in the early hours of Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned a new law in Texas banning abortion from as early as 6 weeks and vowed to defend women's constitutional rights. He said the extreme law blatantly violated rights and would significantly impair women's access to health care. The Supreme Court has refused to block the new law in Texas. Doctors and women's rights group have heavily criticized the law, which is one of the most restricted in the country and took effect after the conservative-leaning Supreme Court failed to respond to an emergency appeal by abortion providers. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 4 women die when Revolut sweeps away car in Dang. Over 10 million people get COVID-19 vaccines in Nepal and flood hit New York declares state of emergency. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.